All breaking news on The Fan brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. You already knew that the Commanders were shopping John Ridgeway, that some teams reportedly had reached out to them, where there is now a trade in place. According to Ian Rappaport first of NFL Network, the Commanders are trading defensive tackle John Ridgeway to the New Orleans Saints. According to his sources, John Ridgeway to New Orleans. According to Tom Pelissero, Washington, in return, will be getting a late-round pick swap. So they essentially will pick higher in the draft if things work out that the Saints are worse than the Commanders. So they will get a late-round pick swap for John Ridgeway, who they were likely to waive anyway, very likely. So they were able to make the trade. Breaking news on The Fan here on Grant and Danny. I always like when, let's just see what's what. If we're going to cut a guy, let's try to get something done first. They kept him around. They could have just released him yesterday. And then the Saints and everybody else would have been in a fight to claim him. Instead, they go, we'll keep him on the roster. Because you get a pick swap back, you now have an opening. So you can either add one of the guys that you cut yesterday back to your roster, or one of those claims that we talked about them not making. You know, have a vacancy for a claim. I actually like John Ridgeway's game a little bit.
I do too.
He's a run stuffer. He's physical. He had a couple of like WWE style body slam tackles that were notable and I think beloved by the fan base. And he had some good moments along the way. Late round type player who's going to be depth on most NFL rosters. But I like that they tried to get creative here.
100%. So this is as little compensation as you can get back, almost by its nature, because there's a great chance you finish with a worse record than New Orleans does, in which case it's moot. You don't get anything out of it. It's a pick
swap. Let's add to that, because Nikki Javala literally just moments ago tweeted this within the last minute. So she's adding to what Pelissero said. Pelissero said pick swap. Javala of the Washington Post says the Commanders are also sending a 7th-round pick to New Orleans and getting a 6th in return.
Well, so you go. So you're getting something.
So that's, honestly, that's like some moving and shaking from Adam Peters, where you're going, all right, let's do the pick swap thing, but also we'll give you a 7, you give us a 6. And the Saints are like, come on.
Come on, Adam.
It's John Ridgeway, bro. And he's like, yeah, it is John Ridgeway. And also, it's a 7th-round and 6th-round pick. But you're just load up on picks as best you can. He has said he wanted to do this. So they trade the 7 in Ridgeway. They get a 6 and a pick swap, helping themselves on draft day, which Peters clearly prioritizes.
Yes, he does.
It's very, very obvious with this deal, with the Jahan Dotson deal. A couple guys that might have been able to benefit you this season that you jettison to add picks of whatever value you can get.
So now I look at the two deals differently, talking about Dotson and Ridgeway, but I think it's important to kind of classify. Ridgeway is a position of strength, meaning you've got pieces there. You've got your Pro Bowlers. You just drafted a guy in the 2nd round. You've got a former 2nd rounder in Mathis who hasn't clicked yet, hasn't really caught on. Let me rephrase that. Hasn't caught on at all yet, has barely played, but maybe you like what's there in the room and you go, this is a luxury item. This is the very nature of our first barter economy. The place where I'm strong and you might be weak, it's worth more to you than it is to me. Let's do things. I've got 10 ears of corn and you have none, but you've got 100 apples and I've got none. What's it worth to you? And we switch therein. That's what this is. I like that. Dealing Dotson to me is a different story and needs to be treated as such. But yeah, they were pretty clear about this, right? Where they go, and I think they assessed it correctly. This is one of the only deep quality spots of the roster, not just with names, not just with people that are human beings that technically play safety or cornerback or otherwise. We kept 11 safeties, whatever the number is. The defensive tackle room is the good room. That's the one where you stop by and ask if they need anything. You bring them a muffin. You go fetch them their coffee or their smoothie, whatever they want. That's the best group. They're the stars. They're your A students. So dealing from that room makes a lot of sense to me.
Good for Fidarian Mathis.
Agreed, yeah.
To turn it around. A job and to completely turn his preseason around. I thought he was good in a couple of the games, but he was great Sunday night. I thought he was fantastic, at times dominant. Really, really blew me away early in the game with just the punch he packed and the physicality at the line of scrimmage and even showing a little burst, some twitch at the snap, like stuff I hadn't seen. I just didn't know he had. And they obviously, it's beyond just a game, practice, the process leading up to this. They liked what they saw too. But I had written him off, dude. I thought Fidarian Mathis was gone. second round pick, couple years of not playing, hurt a lot, hadn't done anything, and he just kept working. That's not an easy thing to do, by the way, because if we think he's gone, what do you think's going on in his head? It was just kind of assumed he wasn't going to be around by most of the people that covered the team, that he was in big, big trouble. He's got to show up every day, pack his lunch, and put it in the lunch pail and just go to work knowing I might get cut. And he just kept punching, and finally the wall fell down. So he beat out Ridgeway, who had outperformed him and been ahead of him on the depth chart the last couple of years. Speaking of Ridgeway to New Orleans, he joins Chase Young and Kalik Hudson. They are building something of a former Commanders backup.
It's an outpost.
Number two overall pick player pile. So the Saints and Matthew Paris, who covers them now, our old buddy who covered the Commanders here for the Washington Times, loading up on players.